Yeah, good morning. I'm doing very well.
So for those who aren't maybe as tech savvy as yourself or others, exactly what is cybersecurity?
So cybersecurity is the technology that protects our data, which is different than privacy, which is the policies that outline what can and can't be done with that data.
Okay, and at this current point in time, how does Australia perform compared to other countries when it comes to cybersecurity?
So certainly in parts of government, Australia has enormous strength in cybersecurity, but what we lack is a cybersecurity industry, and that's what Data 61 is setting out to help build.
Okay, and so tell us about the process of kind of looking to sort of build this industry, how we can kind of inspire, you know, people to go out in there and create companies that are designed to do this sort of stuff.
Well, the first thing is to recognize that it's one of the fastest growing segments in IT. Security really underpins every other data-driven business. And for Australia, the next 15 to 20 years is really about every one of our strength industries, whether it's agriculture, mining, healthcare, transportation, they're all going to become increasingly data-driven. And so without strong security foundations, those industries won't achieve their potential. So it's a great business to be in. There's also a global skills talent shortage. So some estimate in the States that it's in the order of magnitude of 1.5 million jobs that are going to go left unfilled because we don't have the skilled talent base to do it. And this is all at a time where cyber is really not an Australian opportunity or issue, but really a global one.
Yeah, and do you think that people don't recognise it being such a potentially booming industry and people don't think that the threat is as serious as it is?
Yeah, the threat is absolutely serious. You've seen Obama in the US come out and talk about cybersecurity being the biggest existential threat to the US economy and way of life. The reality is we're at a point of no return now where literally we can't unplug. If you look at our financial services sector and if you look at e-commerce and our dependence upon the network, So it is important, and it does represent a threat, but it does also represent an opportunity. And the fact that we are behind, and I think in terms of industry creation, I think we're probably 5 years behind the US and the UK, because of the nature of cyber being like an arms race, where you're always looking for new techniques and new technologies, I believe we can catch up and build a vibrant industry here.
And so your company, Data 61, is going to be working with a UK-based company, Cyber London. What kind of ideas can we take and learn from the UK?
So what the UK has done very well, and the US as well, is they've engaged in private-public sector partnerships. The reality is that the private sector can't do this alone and government can't do it alone. And so the Cyber London group, the Cylon group, is comprised of people that have held very senior positions inside of government and have a good perspective of the breadth and depth of the nature of the threat, but also the opportunity. And what they've done is they've created methodologies and created a network to help entrepreneurs that want to build businesses in cyber and help with the technology transfer and then the global scaling of those businesses. And that's really what we're partnering with them to do and bring those methodologies to Australia.
Well, hopefully we can play catch up pretty soon. Adrian, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks very much.